Jake Spaulding with you as we're talking Jackson Heights basketball now on the final Cobra Locker Room Chat of the season. Starting on the girls' side as we do every single week with head coach Maddie Massey of the Lady Cobras. And coach, your team's won two of the last three games to end the regular season, finishing at 5-15 as we head to postseason play. You guys get the 12 seed in sub-state, but just tell me about how this season, as we come to the end of the regular season, where you're seeing this squad really kind of come together, and you guys are rattling off a couple wins.
It's good to be on a little bit of a roll going into postseason play. I like the matchup that we have. We drew Horton in the seedings. We've played them twice already, which I'm sure we're going to get into. But at the end of the season, you want to have in what you need to win. And right now, we kind of are starting to gel together like I wanted to several games ago. And that's nice to see it happen here and now instead of too late.
And tell me about the fact that you guys had your highest scoring output in your final regular season game. You guys defeat Valley Falls 56-40. What seemed to be going right for your squad?
Finishing shots inside. I mean, we ended with 14 assists, which means we were rewarding the passer by finishing shots. I think a lot of times we make a good pass, but then we miss it once or twice, get an offensive board, or just miss it altogether and they're going the other direction. But we were able to collect ourselves, be strong with the basketball, and finish. We shot over 50% from the two spots, and it's just really nice to see and get confident with hitting some of those.
You talked about the momentum heading into the postseason. Your opponent, one that you are very familiar with in a Northeast Kansas League rival in Horton. You've played this Charger team twice this season, losing both matchups, but the most recent one was a 44-32 matchup in early February. So tell me what you like so much about this matchup.
It's a good matchup. I mean, they're bigger than we are, but we played them twice. We know what to expect. Obviously, they're going to tweak a few things. They're going to game plan. They're going to gimmick a little bit. But we've improved so much since the first time we played them at the beginning of January to this last time that you were referring to. And I expect to see us continue to improve. I think it's going to be a competitive game. I hope that we shoot better than we did last time. I mean, Valley Falls, it was over 50% from the field goal, and in our last Horton game, it was only 16%. Obviously, they're much bigger than we are, so got to get them up in the air, hopefully get them swatting at some things and some foul trouble, make smart decisions, and try to attack their zone defense as best as we can.
Tell me a little bit about this squad that you've got. Some kids that have had to step up in new roles this year, and some kids that are really standing out. I know Brent Shoup has been playing really good basketball lately for your squad, shooting the ball at a high clip, especially from the outside.
Yeah, Brent does lots of things for us. I mean, she's leading in our assists. She's leading in steals. She's right there in the points. Her and Chesney are real close with one another. She is shooting from the three-point line extremely well. I've told her about six, 7 games ago, I printed off the season totals, and I said, what this stat is telling me is that you need to shoot more threes. So she's taken that and really tried to find it in her game. And she's just playing well, and I hope that turns over into that game against Horton that we have Friday night, and I know it will. She was our point guard last year, and she's definitely improved, as well as Chesney played a lot of minutes last year, and then we're seeing Jen Melly step up into a new role. She didn't get tons of minutes, but she's starting and playing majority of the game. So she's doing a really nice job as our young ones go. Those guys are doing some really good stuff.
You talk about some kids doing some really good things for your program, coaches. Just tell me about the upperclassmen that you have on this roster, the leadership roles that they've got, as well as just the gamesmanship that they're able to provide for your team this year.
Absolutely. Jen Buck wasn't a part of our team necessarily on the court, but off the court, she's been with us at games and practices when she could. She provides a lot of energy for our team. We've got Savannah Catterall. She does the nitty-gritty things. We're going to miss that a lot next year. She plays really hard. She had to do a lot of our face guarding. She plays multiple roles, guard. She plays post a little bit. So she has to have a pretty high basketball IQ to run multiple positions. Cammie Diekman, she's a senior, and we just love having her as part of our team. She always puts a smile on our face. And then, of course, Taylor Bosley, she's started the last 3 years since I've taken over as the head coach. And, you know, her shooting has been off and on, but when she's on, we need to find her and get her the ball. She also is one of our leading rebounders. She does a good job on the backside. When the offense is shooting, she finds somebody and she goes and gets it. So she times the ball really well and is able to out jump many of her opponents. So those four seniors, we're going to miss them so much next year, but hopefully we got a couple more games, so we don't have to think about that quite yet.
All right, Coach, I do appreciate you taking time every single week to join us on the Cobra Locker Room Chats. Good luck to you and good health as you guys make this sub-state push.
I'd like to say thank you guys. Thanks, KNZA, and thanks to the Cobra Channel. You guys work really hard, and we appreciate all that you do for our school, our team, and for me. Thank you, guys.
All right, Coach Maddie Massey of the Jackson Heights Cobras. We'll talk with head coach Brett Plattner after this timeout here on the Cobra Locker Room Chats.